This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today is the first full day of the new Biden administration, and President Biden's hitting the ground running.
Between the swearing-in and the nighttime virtual inaugural celebration, President Biden signed about 15 executive actions, including some COVID changes.
Mandating masks be worn, social distancing be kept on federal property.
Reinstating a moratorium on evictions and student loan repayments. There are environmental actions, and Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden is extending the DACA program for young immigrants and already sent Congress an immigration reform bill. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Does President Biden think the Senate should convict former President Trump of inciting an insurrection? White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says
he's going to leave the mechanics, the timing, and the specifics of how Congress moves forward on impeachment to them.
Kamala Harris, the first woman vice president and the first black woman, is reflecting on this historic moment.
A great experiment takes great determination, the will to do the work, and then the wisdom to keep refining, keep tinkering, keep perfecting.
A man who calls himself an organizer for the Proud Boys is under arrest in Florida, as is another man accused of being part of the siege of the U.S. Capitol building 2 weeks ago. The arrest affidavit says Joseph Biggs told the FBI he didn't know anything about the planning for the riot. Scientists say there are now signs that recent mutations of the COVID-19 virus may limit the effectiveness of the vaccines a little bit, though they stress the shots still protect against COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci has just said the U.S. will join the World Health Organization project to deploy vaccines around the world. This is AP News. President Biden says the battle against COVID-19 is his top priority. The AP's Ed Donahue with what he's facing and what he's doing.
President Joe Biden is facing rising coronavirus cases and deaths and shortages of vaccine. California is reporting its second highest number of coronavirus deaths. California is one of many states struggling to get vaccines. It's the same story in Florida and New York. Bill de Blasio is the mayor of New York City.
We've had to tell 23,000 New Yorkers who had an appointment this week that they will not be able to get that appointment for lack of supply.
President Biden is vowing to administer 100 million shots in his first 100 days. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says less than half of the 36 million doses distributed to states have been administered so far. Pfizer and Moderna say they are both on track to meet its supply commitments. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.